This podcast of the Daily Buzz is brought to you by Moore Family Pharmacy. It's not just a name, it's what you get. Moore in Allegan, Hamilton, Plainwell, and South Haven. Moore Family Pharmacy. Paul Andecker with the Daily Buzz on Cozy. Well, glad Monday is behind us. It was Blue Monday, considered to be the most miserable day of the year, whether you knew it or not. Top reasons, we're broke after the holidays, the weather stinks, nights are too long, not enough sunshine, and the magic of Christmas is over. Hey, suck it up and smile, we're less than 60 days till spring. Apparently we spend a pretty good chunk of our life cleaning. According to a new survey, between vacuuming, cleaning the bathroom, washing dishes, and other cleaning around the house, it adds up to about 760 days. That's about two whole years. Survey found that at least a few people have recognized that living in squalor is a way to save precious time. 2% go more than a month without cleaning their bathroom. No! 1.7 never clean out the fridge. 4.5 only wash their sheets every few months. Ew! And 3% use a towel at least 10 times before they wash it. I'm no germaphobe, but... ugh. People at Snickers just celebrated their candy bar's 90th anniversary by building a 4,700-pound Snicker bar. They say 600 people worked on the project using caramel, peanuts, and 3,500 pounds of chocolate. The bar is equivalent to 41,000 single-size bars. The company said as the 90th anniversary year continues, they have even bigger things planned. Bigger things planned than a 4,700-pound candy bar? That kind of boggles the mind. We'll turn the page in 60 seconds. It's the Daily Buzz on Cozy. Paul Andecker with the Daily Buzz on Cozy. Fox announced they've already sold out of all their Super Bowl commercials. The cost of a 30 in the game started at $5 million, went up to $5.6 million. Their entire inventory load of 77 commercials at a minimum of $5 million a shot means Fox has already made $385 million on the game. New study finds a sweet spot for income in a two-worker household. Men feel most comfortable when their partner makes 40% of the household income. Men who were the sole breadwinners in the families reported high levels of stress from the financial responsibility they carried. However, men who earned less than their spouses experienced even more stress. But men who made slightly more than what their wives brought home reported being the most financially comfortable. For the past several months, the Massachusetts State Police have been testing out a robot dog, using the dog as a mobile remote observation device to give troopers video images of suspicious scenes without putting the troopers in harm's way. Not everyone was happy to hear the news that cops were messing around with these robots. Privacy rights activists don't like the idea of robots spying on us or eventually being able to carry weapons. New research at the University of California exploded the myth of dog years. They say dogs do not age faster than humans. Dogs actually age at a different rate through their lives. A dog at 2 is the equivalent of middle-aged. But by the time a dog is 3, it's the equivalent of a 50-year-old. Then dogs start to age much slower. By the age of 10, Labrador is the equivalent of a 68-year-old human. South Haven March for Life invites you to join them for the 4th annual March for Life. 1 o'clock this Friday, the 24th, at Dyckman Park across from City Hall, the same day as the march in Washington, D.C. There'll be a number of signs available to show your support, or you may bring your own. And please remember to dress warmly. The 4th annual South Haven March for Life. 1 o'clock this Friday, January 24th, at Dyckman Park, right across from City Hall in South Haven. Knucklehead News is out of Alaska, where a guy was arrested at the Anchorage, Alaska airport for allegedly trying to smuggle $400,000 worth of heroin and meth inside rotting goat intestines. You gotta wonder if the TSA agent said, something just doesn't smell right. That's the Daily Buzz. I'll accept buzzable material at paul@wcsy.com. You can also drop it off here at the station on M140 in South Haven. We're open 8 to 5 Monday through Friday. We have a drop box outside the building if it's after hours or over the weekend. Might be easiest just to copy and paste a link on our Facebook page. Daily Buzz podcasts are at WCSY.com. That's our website. You can become a subscriber. We'll email them to you every day. They're also available on all the great podcasting outlets, including iTunes, Google Play, and TuneIn. Oh, yeah, and Alexa will play them for you, too. Just have her play Super Hits 103.7 Cozy FM Daily Podcasts. Yesterday's history. Tomorrow's a mystery. Today is a gift. That's why it's called the present. I'm Paul Landecker. Let's buzz again tomorrow. Make it a great day.